Wednesday night, it's after Pesach, we're going back to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem, which is Hilchos Netilos Adayim L'Suda, and we're going to start with Sif Yud Zayin, maybe? Okay, so we'll start with Mem Aleph, Yeshikayach. Mem Aleph, correction, Mem Aleph. Hilchot B'tziyah Safas U'Birchas HaMotzi. B'tziyah Safas means breaking bread. The only bread you break, of course, is matzah. Alechem Gomor Shu Mechameshes Minei Dogen M'Barchon Lefonav HaMotzi L'Racha B'Birchas HaMozon. Bedin pas haba'o bekisnin yivur besimin memches. Okay, we all know about that. Yesh li zor shlo lahatzik benetil shadayim lahamotzi. And as I always tell my wife, it's not just talking, you know. I'm amused by my kid, you know. I always make fun of my kids that, you know, they go, the issue is not to talk. Conceptually, the issue is to be Messiah Das. Talking usually is like super, like almost automatically Hesach Das. Sometimes talking is a Hefsek. You make a bracha on something, and the making a bracha and doing something, so talking is Mafsek. But here, it's not a question of Hefsek. It's a question of, I said, the point is you can't, you have to do it immediately because you can't be Messiah Das. Avamut Lolanus Omen Aleza Bracha Shu Shomea. Okay. Can you answer Omen? This happens very, very often. Someone makes Hamotzi or Al Natila Shadayim. So you could say Amen. There's no problem with that. Now, you're not supposed to really delay too long. Ushihia Kadahila Chesra Mishtayim Amos is considered a Hetzik, which is like to us ridiculous because it's around like 10 seconds, maybe less. I'm like, what do they do? Even if you eat alone, if you eat alone and the table's not 22 amos from where you wash, but otherwise, like, I don't even know what he's talking about. So, I mean, the place can say, it's a, you know, if everybody's washing and you're waiting for other people to wash and you're sitting by the table, it's not talking about that. So I don't know what it is talking about. Maybe it's telling you how to arrange your house with an interior decorator. You should make sure the table's within 22 hours of the sink. You mean if they don't put bread there? Okay, and the chanami.
Okay,
I said hadas. Oh, mibayas ma'at. These are all things that would be considered almost automatic as a hadas. This is the point of b'di'evet. If he knows he wasn't Mesiach Das, then these things are not really a hefsik, unless he did something. Like a whole conversation. Does have the Hesach Hadas, but Tzorech Matil Lashenis. So I'm always yelling at my wife, Chas V'Shalom, that it's much, much worse for her to putter around in the kitchen so that she could bring, like, a salad to the table. That's much worse than talking. I said, you don't talk, but you wash, and then you start, you know, putting together the salad bowl and the salad and bring it to the table. I said, that's 10 times worse. Don't do it. Do nothing. You go to the table and you sit down and you wait for Motzi. Don't do anything. Don't even bring. I tell her, not even as a, it's really a more of a takana. Like, don't even carry in a first course, like a plate of fish, as you walk in. Don't even do that. You're doing something else, even if it's as she's walking. Like, she doesn't really have to do anything. As she's walking to the kitchen, she'll grab a plate. I say, no, I want to make a takana not to do anything. Because
if I wash and my mother asks me to bring in a plate.
You mean she said Hamotzi already? Or
she didn't wash yet.
She didn't wash it. She didn't bring in a plate. You do it, and then you explain to her afterwards that you're really not supposed to do it. You say it in the way of kibud aim, that you tell her, let's learn a halacha together, mom. Right? No, really, really. That's how you're supposed to tell your parents something. And say, it's really, I feel uncomfortable doing it because you're not really supposed to do something like that between washing and hamotzi.
You have to sit down.
What?
You have to sit down to eat the bread.
Al Hilchos what? Hilchos Brachos? That's a Kviya Suda, it's considered sitting down. You certainly don't have to be the Eved, but that's considered, both in Hilchos Derecheres and in Hilchos Suda, and when you're being Motzi someone else, certainly that's called a Kviyas. For Zimun, the Kviyas is sitting.
So what the washing station at my work, all the three hours away from my office.
So you just, so with the other, it's okay. You'll just have to rely on that, that's all. That's what they do by chasanos. I'm not in favor of that. I think it's better to just make sure you're not mesiach das and go as quickly as possible to you, rather than to eat, not even a kazayas. So some hold you have to eat a kazayas immediately, first of all. Second of all, you have to swallow the kazayas. I think it's better to walk quickly and make sure you're not mesiach das. And of course, keep in mind the shmira of your hands, like not to touch it. He calls what you would need to wash again is a ma'aseh b'intayim. Again, you know, if you ask me, if my wife with the fish, b'di'eved, I wouldn't make her wash again. You know, but with the salad, you know, once you cross a certain line and you're puttering around, that's what he's talking about. Oh, shehiflik bedvarim is the way my children talk to each other. You know, it's like a game. You know. Somehow I said, they decided that if you don't say a consonant, it's not called talking. Vowels is not talking. Consonant is talking. So I say, you know, maybe you guys are right, but it's 10 times more hesach hadas, because you have to figure out what the other person's saying, and you, when you say it, like you have to remember not to say the consonant. So it's 10 times more hesach hadas. Go wash again. Okay. Without a bracha. To make a new bracha, you really need, like, I don't know, real hesach hadas. I don't even think he means with a bracha. I don't think. Even though he says those have the hesach hadas, but he means it's legal hesach hadas. The only thing that would require real hesach hadas that would require a bracha is, I think, I would say, b'poil dika hesach hadas, not legal hesach hadas. When he says those hesach hadas, I mean, these things are legally hesach hadas, that I, you know, you had a whole conversation. But if you know you are mesiach das from the shmira of your hands, then you really have to wash again and make a bracha. Okay, Siv Gimel. So the mice, it's a good hanoga. It's a good hanoga. Shalos, if my father always washed first, so I wash first also. I do what my father did, but my shver always washed last. So my wife washes last.
Since here I am the Haman, and the simple days and cup days, just look quickly. That's how it ends.
Aim what?
Aim the varkan al intil. When you were saying anything, he means.
Whether you should, I don't see the point. I mean, women are as mechuyev as men. I wash first because I'm always worried about kiddush mokum suda. And that's another like obsession I have. That they'll start schmoozing and they won't wash right away after I made kiddush. So if I wash first, that gets the ball rolling. So I like zip over to the sink and I wash first. So then everybody follows. Because that's another obsession of Kiddush Makom Suda. Where also, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is Miyad. Lashon is Miyad. And people many times make Kiddush and they sit around schmoozing.
Is it a problem with that?
What?
Is it a problem with doing Kiddush and then talking and then washing?
It depends what you mean by talking. Sometimes people will have a 3 to 4 minute conversation about something till they get up to wash. That is a problem, definitely. Unless they have cake. But if they didn't have cake, it's a problem.
If I have cake, isn't that eating before the suda?
Well, yes, but it's a suda in itself. Cake is a suda. It's not l'chatchila. Well, I shouldn't say that. If you have cake, it's always l'chatchila. Yeah. If you have cake, it's not so much of a concern. It's not as much of a concern. But usually the women don't like to serve cake then if you're washing right away. Because it's, you know, it'll ruin your appetite. A meal, right? Okay. Botzea bepas b'mokom ha-mufchur shebo me kovel ha-brocha. What's more? Kovel ha-brocha is the choice spot. Ha-mufchur ha-mokom ha-kosha, the crust, shesham ne'a fahete, that's where it's baked the most. The crust is U b'mokom shekeneged ha-mizbakeya. I'm not sure how, what kind of bread he's talking about. He's certainly not talking about like a loaf of bread uncut. He's talking about a challah with ridges. Ki b'mokom shemaschol ayofos nitchekes or iso achim isbakeya hatzad shekenegdo. I don't know. You can tell. You can see where it's crossed. A challah has a crust. Most challahs have. I mean, like a sectional challahs have a crust, or even, you know, the Bukhlachman Achalas have crusty parts, and it baked better there. It baked more there. So that's considered the choice part. So Yivtza b'mokom arach, so he'll make the bracha and he'll eat. Yivtza really means to cut away and eat the soft part of the challah.
It's really subjective.
What?
It's really subjective.
Yeah, if someone doesn't like the crust, then it's the nice or subjective, yeah. Umihiyos came lahatsik b'shia sachitoch bein birkas ha-motzi la'achila al kein chotech miyat sobif ha-pas kein tabas. So here, this is like funny. This is like one of, like this is the one of, when people don't know the reason they're doing something, it ends up being counterproductive. He's talking about the minhag to make a mark in the challah. That minhag comes from a concern that there will be a hefsek between the brocha and the eating. And if you start, maybe the challahs, maybe the knives weren't so good, or the challahs were much, maybe if it was whole wheat. I mean, I once, you know, Avri, I've been talking about Avri up in Givat Olam. His wife makes a challah. It's like a rock. It's like a whole wheat rock. And it's like, you can eat a kazayas of that, and like, it's a meal. It's mamash a meal. Like, you're full. Like, it's like eating a big pot of chont. You eat like a kibetzo. Okay, man. Really, it's so heavy and thick. And it's whole wheat, whole grain. It's very, very, very tasty with honey. And a very good. Anyway, so, you know, you could sit and saw, you know, or maybe the knives weren't so good. My wife asked me last night, she says she always has a problem, she wants to sharpen knives, and she doesn't know about milchitz and fleishes. The guy in the store that sharpens knives, you have to be concerned about milchitz and fleishes. And if the Pesach, she wanted to sharpen the Pesach knife. So I told her, I don't know, she should go to Rabbi Stein. Yes, Kim, I don't know if it's a concern. So he said it's a concern. And he advised us to buy a stone and sharpen our own knives. And have a milchika stone. Yeah. Have a milchika stone and a fleishika stone. He said it is a problem. It's a problem. What? For Pesach, you mean? Oh, yeah. He said it's not hard to sharpen a knife. He said, you know, they sell sheikhdom supplies. So they sell these stones that sharpen the knife. Anyway, okay, he said it is a concern. So, unless they have a milchika knife sharpener and a fleishika knife sharpener in the store, like, he could have two stones.
Anyway,
what? Oh yeah. So there's a concern in Hilchas Hamotzi that we're learning about, that there'll be too much of a hefsek between the bracha if you start sawing your way, because your knife is not that sharp, and you have Avri's wife's bread, and so it's brought down to make a cut in the challah so that you're already halfway there, like, you know, halfway through the cutting. So it's talking about a very significant cut, and you make a motzi, and then you'll go and you'll finish, like the Mishnah says, Meirek Shechita al Yado. You'll finish up the cutting of the bread. You do the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch now is speaking out that you don't want to lose the quality of Shalem. You're supposed to be Bosei on a Shalem, so you can't go that deep. That if you picked up the smaller end, that's how do you know if something's still shalem if it broke a little? So it's really a four-way machlokas, but we paskin, it's an interesting machlokas, but we paskin if you pick up the smaller end and the larger end doesn't fall. So that's called it's still a shalem. So you make sure that that's true. When I say if you don't know the reason, Shabbos. It's more important to have a shalem than during the week. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says a little differently, but he'll say that because it's more of a concern, don't make that cut at all. Because you don't want to take the chance that you'll ruin the shalem without realizing it. Because it's more important to have a shalem on Shabbos than during the week. What's funny is that we don't make a bracha on a shalem a whole week. Most people don't. And we only make Shabbos. Now Shabbos, we make this little cut. We don't know why. So what you end up doing after Amoiti is you start searching for the cut. You start looking for it, which defeats the whole purpose of the cut, which is not to be mafsik between Hamotzi and eating the bread. Right? And here you made Hamotzi and you start looking for the cut, which is the exact opposite of the reason you made the cut in the first place. And you really, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not to make a cut Shabbos at all. It's only to be reserved for the week. Mishnah Berurah paskins, you make a small cut. Make sure you make a smaller one rather than a significant one. So, okay, let's just finish up. U'miyos came lahatzik b'shiyos achituch b'embikos hamotzi la'achila. He's talking about during the week. Al kein chotech ma'atzobe b'pas kein tabas. Go around. B'inyan, now don't go too deep. B'inyan shem yochas b'prusa, if you hold the smaller end, Yala kola kikar imo, you'll be able to pick up the whole kikar, so it's still connected. Shimlo kain, otherwise, chashiv kiprusa, it's as good as cut, and you've lost the quality of shalem. Banon beinon, we require shiyavarech bechus hamozi bo chapash lema. It's certainly, you're supposed to do it. My father, Olava Shalom, was always very makbid on making a bracha over a shalem. If you eat pita, if you get into that, but if you, they have whole wheat pita, you can even buy whole wheat pita. You can make on a shalom every morning.
What about if you have a thick piece of bread? Is it better to make the bracha and before you break it off, and then
once you have the slice, yeah,
the whole slice.
The more whole it is, the more chashuv it is. Yeah. So you're leaving it connected to the shalem. Okay, this is what you just said. Don't break it off completely before you complete the bracha. That's also a quality. But the b'shabbos lo yachtoch klal b'kikar ad acher habracha, because it's more important. Kadesh yu akikor shleimos mamish. That's how he says it. Others say it's, you don't want to take the chance. You ruin shalem because it's more important. I guess that's the best word that I can think of on the spot. It's more important to have a shalem on Shabbos than during the week. The gam b'cholim yu gadaka, and you're afraid you'll break it totally. So yivorech kodem habitzia. Even shein shir b'shvira, which is why I like matzah, because like even for the older assembled, like you give out matzah, like my kids timed it at 1/5 of the time it takes to give out challah. She said, "Let's always make hamotzi on matzah," because I'm always like also obsessed with that, minimizing the hefsek between hamotzi. It's, you know, and people eating. You could have people answering hamotzi, answering amen, and you know they. It's a long time till they get the challah. So I always like strategize like a football quarterback. We strategize how to give out the challah in a way that So if they wouldn't have to eat from, not have to, but if it wouldn't be correct to eat from the two shleimim, we could just cut up challah and put it in front of everybody. We could theoretically give everybody their own two shleimim, like they do by simchas, but that's not the way a table, you don't want to do that. So we strategize how to minimize the hefsek. But with matzah, it's very geschmack. The post can talk about Pesach night when it's more important to like to eat a kazayas b'vasachas. It's like, when should you give out the matzah to everybody else? Should you eat first? But you, like, how much should you eat first? Like, the boys can manage, like, get down to the nitty gritty of quarterbacking your movements if you make hamotzi and alachilos matzah Pesach night. Okay.
What makes it not shalom?
Enough that when you pick up the smaller end.
Let's say it's a piece missing.
More than a 48th.
More than a 48th of the whole?
Yeah. Shlissel challah this Shabbos. Don't forget.